95.3 Gorilla is the Gulf Coast's home for the hottest hits.
The biggest concert tickets.
And more cash than you could possibly imagine.
The Banana Bank opens three times every weekday at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30. And only local listeners like you are allowed to win the cash.
That's right. We only have a local contest.
This gorilla game is really easy. You just have to guess if the price of bananas will go up or go down.
I can't believe this.
If you're right, you win the money.
Yeah, it's that easy. But if you're wrong, you're going to find yourself stuck in a bank vault with a very angry gorilla.
You get to guess three times and keep any amount of cash you win.
Or you can keep on playing.
If you guess correctly three times in a row, we'll hit you with a Banana Bank bonus question.
And then you could win an incredible amount of money.
Are you ready? We play three times a day, every weekday. Only right here on 95.3 Gorilla.
Today is Thursday.
And it is today.
Okay, just remember Thursday. Thursday!
Dude, that's today.
Do you know what time it is?
It's time to wake up now.
I'm wide awake. I've never been more awake in my life.
If I can be a little critical, lay off the caffeine and bring it down a little bit.
Take it down a notch.
Take it down a notch.
No, you take it down a notch. You're not the boss of my notches.
Besides,
it's showtime!
All right, here we go. Happy Thursday from all of us here at the Gorilla. And big news today, in case you missed it. Our grand prize, our bonus round grand prize in the Banana Bank today is a whole bunch of gas. It's free gas for the rest of the year. Like, this is crazy. This is a great prize. Yeah, there are 32 weeks left in the year. So we'll give you $100 a week to fill your tank for the rest of the year if you get the bonus round today. That's $3,200 in free gas in the bonus round. In the Banana Bank today. Remember, we play at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30 on weekdays for huge prizes on Gorilla.
Attention, cash alert, cash alert, cash alert. Break into the Banana Bank on 95.3 Gorilla.
That just sounds fun, right? What are you doing, breaking into the Banana Bank?
What are you doing?
Hey, Gorilla, who's this?
Avery.
Avery, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Avery, I'm amazing. You did it. You're caller 10 for the Banana Bank.
Shut up.
Yes. You ready? Are you ready for this?
Yes.
We're going to give you gas for the rest of the year if you win the bonus round today, okay? That's $3,200 in gas.
Oh, my God.
All right?
Oh, yeah.
That's okay. What we're going to do if you get to the bonus round. But first, we got to get there, okay?
Okay.
Your first price of bananas, OMG. Your first price is $1,000. Are we going up or are we going down?
Let's go down.
We're going down from 1,000. Where are we going? Yes, we're going down, but what is the amount? How far down did we go? We're down to $1, Avery. I don't think there's anywhere lower to go, so I think I know what your next answer is going to be. Are we going up or down from a buck?
Okay, we're going up.
We're going up. Are we going up? Of course we are. We had to. Avery, we're back to $1,000. We're back to a grand. That's $1,000. Do you want to take the 1,000 or do you want to guess one more time for that free gas for the rest of the year? That's $3,200 in gas. What do you want? Do you want this money or do you want to keep going?
I want the money, Ron. Beggars can't be choosers.
Oh, my God. Avery, you just won $1,000. $1,000 in cold hard cash from the Gorilla. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Listen to the Gorilla weekdays at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30 to win huge cash prizes.
Only on 95.3 Gorilla.
It's Ryan Gavin on 95.3 Gorilla.
Talking about the types of arguments that you just love to have with your SO, the stupid ones, like the really dumb ones. What are some things that you and your partner fight over? There's a really great TikTok trend right now where people just like highlight all the really stupid stuff that they fight over. I'll go first. Something that I fight with my partner over all the time, endless wars about this stuff. When we get like a box in the mail, okay, like when there's an empty, you know, cardboard box or like a shipping box or something, I like to take care of it because I'm a Boy Scout. I like to break it down and make sure it's all neat in the garage. The person that I live with doesn't. She just kind of throws it in the vicinity of my vehicle, which I don't appreciate. And we love to fight about that. What do you love to fight about? Brendan's on first. Brendan, what is it?
The last piece of cake.
Oh, no. You got one of those? You got a thief in the house? Oh, no.
I got home and I wanted that piece and I, yeah.
That's the worst when you think about it, that it's gone.
She did the little tease saying, this cake's so good. I'm like, that was my piece.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I don't think that's a small argument. Like, I might get rid of somebody for something like that. What are the small things that you fight with your SO about?
Loading the dishwasher.
Endless battles about the dishwasher. Yep, I can definitely see that. Does he not do it, or like, what's the problem?
He always does it wrong.
Oh, you're one of those, huh?
Correct. It's my way.
Gotta have it done a certain way.
Well, absolutely. Men just do it wrong. You can fit so many more if you just play Tetris a little better in the dishwasher.
That's true. That is valid. That's actually not a bad one. Okay, time for one more. What's something small you fight with your SO about?
What side the gas tank opening was on in the car?
Oh, I love this one. See, because this isn't even an opinion thing. This is just like a fact. Like, one of you is right and one of you is wrong. I love that.
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
The reviews are in for the first Star Wars movie in 7 years. It's called The Mandalorian and Grogu, and the reviews are not good. They are not good. Even the Star Wars fanboys, like the crazy fans, they all say it's not good. Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know if we're going to go see this one. It's like, you know, The Mandalorian season 4 compressed into a movie. Everybody's kind of panning this one. Tina Fey making news saying that the key to her 25-year marriage is something that you might not expect.
Tonight is a date night for you. Next month is 25 years of marriage. That is no small feat. What would you say is the secret?
Separate bathrooms. If you can afford it, and if you can't afford it, then one person has to go to McDonald's and use the bathroom.
There you have it. That's the secret.
Separate bathrooms, Tina Fey says, and if you can't afford it, somebody has to go to McDonald's to use the bathroom. I'm thinking that would be the guy in this scenario, right? Yeah. Can't see Tina Fey going to Mickey D's to use the bathroom. Remember the Tickle Me Elmo? Remember that toy from the 90s, the 90s sensation Tickle Me Elmo? Well, the creator of Tickle Me Elmo, Greg Hyman, he just passed at 78 yesterday.
Watch out. There's something funny going on. It's new Tickle Me Elmo. Your child tickles Elmo, and he talks.
That tickles.
And laughs. Tickle him again, and hold on, because his whole body shakes with laughter.
Oh, boy.
Man, I had one of those things as a kid, and that is just ingrained in my brain. I can still hear it. I can still hear the laugh. In fact, there are several really great YouTube videos of people that supercharge those things. Like, they crank up the amps, and they apply more power to the Tickle Me Elmo. Should probably find one of those videos. Those are fun. That's some good stuff if you want to go check that out online. And apparently the TSA today has a new rule about rotisserie chickens, of all things. Stephen Colbert was talking about this last night.
The TSA has announced a carry-on rule that allows passengers to bring unlimited rotisserie chicken on board. Thank God. That is so great. I was getting tired of having to chug my chicken in line.
I feel like that should be my new Twitter username, Chicken Chugger. It's gross. Here's your Showbiz Buzz today.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
All right, I'm sure you recognize this guy.
No, I don't hate Balboa, but I pity the fool, and I will destroy any man who tries to take what I got.
That's Mr. T in Rocky III. Yeah, that clip is now very old. Mr. T is turning 74 today. Happy birthday, T. Al Franken, former senator and SNL star, is 75 today.
I'm going to do a terrific show today, and I'm going to help people because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
That's what I say to myself in the mirror every single morning. On this date back in 1980, arguably one of the greatest movies ever made, definitely one of the best sequels ever made, officially opened in theaters.
Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me enough.
You know the movie? You got it?
He told me you killed him.
No.
No.
I am your father.
Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back, the second movie in the saga to be released, opened on this date, May 21st, 1980.
Not true.
That's impossible.
That's impossible.
Search your feelings. You know it to be true.
Oh, man. It feels like a light year ago, huh? On this date, all the way back in 1932, the first transatlantic solo flight by a woman landed in Ireland. Here's the pilot talking about the landing. It's the one and only Amelia Earhart.
Where did you actually make your landing, Miss Earhart?
I cruised inland until I found a suitable pasture.
I landed there after frightening all the cows in the neighborhood and rolled up to the farmer's front door.
Who was the first person you saw?
The owner of the land came out. I think he was surprised to find an airplane.
Imagine that. No airports back then in the early days of flying. She just landed in a farmer's field. Isn't that great? Here's your flashback freakout today. It's May 21st, 2026.